Ryan waited for an insolent answer from the male at his feet and was almost disappointed when he didn't get one.
May I rise, my prince?
No, you may not. Does the stone floor hurt your knees?
Yes, Prince Adrian, it does.
Good. A small penance, though you deserve a lot worse.
I'll take any punishment you see fit. If only you let me...
Let you continue this farce? Really? I could have you banished.
You promised.
That I did. Rise,
Ryan commanded. Del pushed to his feet, but kept his eyes downcast.
Those warm, chocolate eyes.
Ryan was sure they were filled with worry.
Look at me, he said softly.
When Del did, it wasn't just worry, Ryan recognized, it was confusion. Ryan was pretty sure that confusion was in his eyes as well. This whole thing was making his head spin.
What am I going to do with you? You can't continue in your position. You can't continue this farce. If I out you, the king could...
You promised,
Del reminded him.
That's correct. I promised. My father did not. He'll be furious if he found out that an Omega was among his guards.
Could you not speak with him?
This male could be cheeky and brave one minute, submissive and apologetic the next. What shocked Ryan was that he liked the male both ways. Both of the Omega's attitudes excited him, and then the asking of forgiveness once that boldness slipped out, it was a conundrum.
Omega, you push your boundaries.
The Omega dropped his gaze once more.
I apologize, Prince Adrian.
And again, there it was.
Ryan.
Del's eyes flipped up to his.
Excuse me?
Ryan. My name is Ryan.
Ryan lifted his palm to stop him.
You may call me that when we're alone.
Del's brows furrowed.
Should we be alone?
That was a very valid question.
No, we shouldn't, but you intrigue me. Your scent intrigues me. I should send you back to your home colony, but right now I feel the need to be selfish. I'll keep you here until I decide otherwise, and you will no longer use that illegal substance to hide your scent. Am I making myself clear?
But, Prince Ryan, if I don't mask my scent,
you will no longer be a guard. I'll speak to the captain and tell him,
well, I'll think of some excuse. Whatever I come up with, I won't allow him to question. But why would you do this for me?
Because there's something about you that I need to explore a little deeper. If I'm wrong, I'll send you home to Finlandia. If I'm right,
Ryan shrugged.
If I'm right, we may both be in trouble.
Del's eyes flashed.
What are you saying?
Nothing he wanted to explain out loud. He didn't understand his feelings himself, this confusion between his own body and mind. Ryan needed time to sort it out before making any rash decisions.
Nothing that I'm required to explain to you. Now, I will go for my swim, and you'll remain here until the end of your shift. Then, I want you to go to your quarters and wait. I'll send someone for you when I'm ready. And you will obey. Understand?
Yes, I understand, Your Highness.
Ryan!
Yes, Ryan.
Del breathed and bowed his head once more.
Thank you.
Don't thank me yet.